Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening today. And we are actually in October. I can't believe it. This year has gone by very quickly. We have been very busy, you know, with events and activities. And so on today's show, I have a returning guest. I have Joanna Van Tine. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Carol. Nice to see you again.
Same here. For those of you that may not know, Joanna is the Community Engagement Specialist and Volunteer Coordinator for NAMI NEPA, right?
Yes, NAMI Northeast Region PA.
Yeah, and I invited you on the show today because the first week in October is Mental Illness Awareness Week. And that is something that NAMI works so hard at to, you know, bring resources, to bring information to our community on mental illness, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and so I'm just so happy for you to be here today to talk about, you know, resources and activities. You know, for October, you do have a special event coming up, right? Do you want to talk about that right away?
We do. October 14th, Saturday, we have the 5K, it's called, over at Nayog Park in Lackawanna County. We do this annually. We collaborate with the Schoner Foundation. The Schoner family lost their daughter, Kate, to suicide. She also struggled with mental health issues, mm-hmm. and we collaborate with them to do this 5K walk. And it's to raise awareness for suicide as well as mental illness.
Right. And that's taking place October 14th. Is there a start time? Do we know?
9 a.m. is registration.
At yes. Nayog Park?
At Nayog Park in okay. Scranton.
You know, and we're going to talk about website. So there is information on your website on this, correct, as well?
Sure. If you go to NAMI NEPA, that's NAMI, N-E-P-A .org, it's all on there.
Right, right.
You can register. You can find directions, whatever you need.
And they can also call? Is there
yes,
a phone number?
Yes, the phone number would be 570-342-1047.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like I said earlier, you know, the first week in October is Mental Illness Awareness Week, but NAMI works year-round, correct?
We do. Yes, yes.
And so I really want to, you know, highlight a lot of your support groups, your programs, your classes that we have here in Wayne. You also include Pike. You also include Monroe. Besides Lackawanna, yes, we know that.
Yes, we're the Northeast region, so we encompass Wayne County, Lackawanna County, Pike County, Monroe County, and Susquehanna. Mm-hmm.
So can you tell our listeners, you know, a little bit about the classes and other, you know, the other programs like Mental Health First Aid that our community members, our businesses can... Anyone can attend these.
Can engage in, sure.
Yes.
Mental health first aid and youth mental health first aid is taught by us. However, they're not NAMI signature programs.
Mm-hmm.
They're through the Mental Health First Aid Council. However, we are certified to teach those classes and bring them to our communities. We also teach the NAMI signature programs such as family to family, family and friends, NAMI basics, and the NAMI peer to peer. These are usually classes that run for 6 to 8 weeks,
mm-hmm.
2.5 hours long. And, you know, it's to educate either the loved one, you know, family member of a loved one on how to recognize signs and symptoms of mental health issues and how to help their loved one more. The connections, or like you say, the peer-to-peer class is strictly for those people who have the struggle with a mental health issue and they're amongst their peers and they learn how to help themselves better to promote recovery.
Right.
And to get them back on track and be with each other to help support each other.
Right. And these signature programs / classes are all taught by NAMI facilitators or
people with lived experience.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Yes.
You can really only teach these classes if you have lived experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and they're all for free.
Right.
We offer everything for free.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And at one time you had like a 90-minute class to introduce
mm-hmm.
people in our community. Do you still have that?
Yes, that's the NAMI family and friends,
okay.
Which I will be teaching that or holding that little seminar October 4th at the Wayne County Library at 3 p.m.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, another program
that's
that
right.
We forgot to talk about.
Forgot
so that's
that
great.
Yes.
And people can, do they need to register for that program?
They should, because I do like to hand out some handouts and a little booklet. So if they do like the 90-minute seminar and they want to continue on, they're always welcome to join the family to family class, which is, you know, in addition to the family and friends, because family and friends just brushes upon what family and family is going to be all about.
Right, right.
It's pretty broad. But when you go into the family to family class, you're talking 8 weeks, 2.5 hours long, which we are starting to look at our calendars right now. My partner and I, who teach together, and hold a class very soon. We're looking at the middle of October to promote something like that.
Right, and get it done before the holidays, right?
We're actually trying to secure a venue right now where we're going to have it.
Okay.
So we're trying to do it on the Wayne and Lackawanna border.
Okay.
So it's convenient for Lackawanna residents as well as Wayne County residents.
Which is great, yes, you know, and the services there. And again, when those dates are confirmed and stuff like that, they can check out your website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a calendar of events on that website, NAMIEPA.org. Or you can always call the office to find out. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that website's great because it lists all our meetings, our support group meetings. It lists all the classes we're teaching, all the events that we're doing out in the community.
Right, so. which is just awesome. And, again, it doesn't stop there. Your classes and your programs don't stop. You also have support groups, correct?
Yes.
And you run them, again, in all the counties, right?
Yes, and we have a support group virtually every week in one of the counties. I mean, tonight we have Pike County. 6 p.m. So over at Grandma Gold Sachs Bakery, that's always the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. You have the first and third Thursdays of the month over in Lakeville for Wayne County. You also have at the Psych Rehab in Wayne County right here in Honesdale. We have Lackawanna County at the Greater YMCA in Dunmore on the second and fourth Mondays. Monroe County is every Sunday at the church in Wesleyan Church in Stroudsburg. Thank you.
I was just there. That's what come
Wesleyan
I know.
Church in Stroudsburg. Absolutely. Every Sunday.
Wow.
So there, and it's not just a family support group there in Monroe County. They have a connections group as well. So it's for the person with a mental health struggle and for their family members. They're two separate groups. But
at the same time. So, which is nice.
Right. It is nice. The family could come together.
Right.
The person affected by the mental health issues go in one room and the family members could go in another.
Right. Yeah. I like I said, I was down there in June for their loss training that they did for individuals who have lost someone by suicide, and they are just a very proactive community
Stroudsburg,
in Monroe County. So if anyone in Monroe County is listening, you know.
And know that our Monroe County team is bilingual,
which
is wonderful. They speak Spanish, so they can run a meeting, a group, also a class in Spanish, which they're looking to do as well very soon. They're collaborating and getting together to formulate a venue again with a family-to-family class in Spanish, a basics class in Spanish and English.
Right.
So they're working on that as well. We have dates coming up very soon.
And then there's another big initiative that you're involved with, you, NAMI, your other coworkers, is the well-being initiative with the YMCAs, correct?
Yes, very much so. Thanks to Congressman Cartwright and the monies that he had given us, well, to the YMCA, I should say. It was very nice of the YMCAs of Carbondale, Dunmore, and Honesdale, you know, Wayne County, to call upon us. I think Pittston has it too, but that's out of our area. We'll just talk about the three that are in our area who we're working very closely with to bring mental illness and mental health issues support, I should say, to those three different YMCAs.
Right. And what are some of the programs that you are involved in with that?
The teachings.
Right.
And also the support groups.
Okay.
Right.
And so that's under that umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the well-being initiative, we have the Hearts and Minds program that we're promoting very heavily. If it's not at the YMCA itself, I go out into the community more. I'm serving the senior population right now at three different senior buildings in Wayne County to bring it to them. If they can't come to us, I'm bringing it to them.
Right.
So it's a 10-week series.
Mm-hmm.
Common classes like smoking cessation, nutrition, how to advocate for your health, but also how it, you know, affects your mental illness, not mental illness, but how it affects your mental health too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting. to say the least, because I think they're thoroughly enjoying it. I'm thoroughly enjoying it because I never really worked with the senior population before, and I'm loving it.
Right.
They're very receptive. Mm-hmm. They're very knowledgeable, obviously, but they really engage, and I like that.
Right. And you know, and I hope, you know, the listeners really hear that the programs and the resources that you provide through NAMI is for any ages.
Any ages. Mental illness doesn't discriminate,
Right.
So
you have the Mama Bear program,
We have the Mama Bear program for, for moms that struggle with perinatal anxiety and postpartum. Mm-hmm. But it's not just for moms. Dads can go, too, to understand their wife's position or their partner's position. And, yes, we have that as well.
And you're going to be involved. NAMI is going to be involved in our Together for Health school programs for our 7th and 10th graders coming up.
Getting involved with the school districts it's big for me. I think it's really important, especially when I had a loved one struggling with mental health issues when he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard for teachers and administrators to recognize those signs and symptoms.
Right.
For us to go back in there and not only teach the administrators and teachers, we're teaching the kids.
Right.
And you'd be surprised at how many kids already know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's interesting.
Right. And also to break down those barriers, to break down the stigma.
Absolutely.
That anyone can be affected by mental illness.
Right, and they need to know it's okay not to be okay.
Exactly.
It's okay to say it out loud, and that's one of the programs we bring to the schools. Mm-hmm. Say it out loud. Say something when you see something, and it's okay not to be okay.
Right.
And there's hope. We always tell people with NAMI, you know, you always have to have hope.
And resources available. And
resources are very important.
And you know, NAMI does also work with a lot of volunteers, right? So you always welcome individuals.
I'm always looking for volunteers. That's part of my title, a volunteer coordinator. So if anyone's looking for hours, kids in particular, in college, they can call on me. We're always looking for educators, and we'll teach you. We will train you and get you the proper training you need. If you want to become a facilitator, same thing. We will get you trained.
Right.
All we ask is that you become a member of the NAMI Northeast region, and the rest is on us.
Right, and that's really easy to do, and there's really no cost to them to join and
be
a member, correct?
No, we endorse you. We will endorse you, NAMI Northeast region. We'll endorse you to get the training. All we ask is a one-year commitment.
Right.
And that you have lived experience, whether you struggle with the mental health issue yourself or you have a loved one.
Right, right. Because, again, you know, mental illness and, you know, mental health is, again, so important for anyone. We have individuals in our community that work full-time, that have families. You know, there's so many individuals out there that live with it productively every single day.
We call that thriving.
Yes.
They thrive with mental health issues, absolutely.
Right, right.
On the proper medication, good therapy, support group. Support group helps a lot.
Right,
and we strongly needed it in this county. I'm so glad we have it now.
Now, people, you know, if they're kind of nervous or unsure about calling and speaking to someone, they can visit the website, and there are resources on there as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. And remember, everything's strictly confidential, especially when you come into a group. It's who you see there, what you hear there. It's strictly confidential. You don't even need to talk at a support group. You can just sit there and listen. No one says you have to go to speak.
Right.
You just sit there and listen and see what else is going on.
Right. And the only thing that I know with any support group, you ask, whatever's discussed in a support group stays in a support group.
Right.
Again,
strictly
this
confidential.
Is all confidential, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if anyone's listening, they're catching the last end. I have Joanna Vantine, who is the community engagement and volunteer coordinator for NAMI NEPA. What is the website again and the phone number that someone can call for more information?
Again, it's NAMI.org, or you can call us at 570-342-1047.
Okay, and again, come out on October 14th.
At Naog Park in Scranton. We will be there at 9 a.m. starting with the 5K. It's to raise awareness for suicide and mental health.
Right. And that's a walk-run?
Yes.
Both, right? Mm-hmm. So if someone's
we'll
not
have
real.
All kinds of refreshments and sandwiches and goodies.
Right.
All,
and resources.
Resources is important. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Exactly. So, Joanna, I want to thank you so much for being
thank
on the
show. Thank you for having
today.
Me again.
Oh, you're welcome. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager from Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.